everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. Get ready for some lively discussion.
It's time.
It's Dora. Let's talk with Dora.
Let's talk about it.
It's Dora.
Come on, y'all, let's talk about it.
Let's talk with Dora.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for joining us tonight in the studio. We're in your studio.
Yes.
What, one of your studios?
Yes.
You have two studios. This is the smaller one, right?
Right.
The one downstairs is like, goes all the way around the block, I think.
Yeah. This full blown is when I'm working on my completion.
Yeah.
This is for what? Put my ideas together.
Ah, for all those blues, those award-winning blues songs.
Yes.
Like The World of Blues.
The World of Blues.
That's my favorite video.
Thank you.
For many reasons, y'all, because first time I heard of this man, I was perusing Facebook, saw this World of Blues video. Oh my God, your voice, Paul, was like heaven. And I could feel your heart and everything you sang. The blues does like just pour your heart out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, whether it's full of love or broken from love or whatever.
There's a message in all of it, you know, but yeah. World of Blues is like we've got so much violence in the music and so much violence in the families, you know, so World of Blues is pretty much I'm telling everybody what's going on, and you know, hopefully provides a little hope, you know, that we can make things better. We have to do it. It's not gonna do it by itself.
Yeah, World of Blues is actually about the crime and stuff here in Dayton.
Yes.
Ohio and Montgomery County. That was something that attracted me to that too. It's hometown truth. It's too much violence, too much crime.
It is, you know, and this generation's behind us is there. It's there no heart. You know, they don't care. They don't value life.
Yeah.
So we've got to change. You know, it's. They've taken everything out of the home, far as like the discipline. So the kids, you know, they don't know. We were raised on a different level.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I stayed out past dark, my butt got tanned real good. If I was rude to anybody or even thought of hurting somebody, my mama and my daddy would wear me out.
Yes, there was parenting in the house.
Yeah, parenting. Yeah, we've lost a lot of that.
Yes, we have. They've taken away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell everybody what the World of Blues video did for us. Sometimes music is inspired by love, and sometimes love is inspired by music.
You're right about that.
And in our case, guys, that's what happened. I saw this man's video, and it touched me so much that I reached out to you and said, hey, I got a podcast coming up. Would you like to talk to me about being a guest on it?
I said yes.
Yeah, you graciously said yes. We met at Bob Evans, now a famous place for us. And I will tell y'all why. Because if you haven't been perusing my Facebook page, you would know that. You would have known I'm pretty crazy about this guy. His music kind of got to me too. We did meet. We talked. And now we're making some blues music together. I'm not singing. Don't worry, guys. I won't be singing. I'll leave the singing to this man. You're a legend. Somebody said to me not too long ago, wow, you just stumbled upon this legend? And I said, yeah, my luck. Tell us a little bit about you, about like when you were a child. What was your first musical instrument? When did you first discover that you had a voice, that you loved music?
Well, I started out, I had a cousin that lived in Hamilton, Ohio, and we used to go visit him, and he had a bass guitar that used to sit in the living room, and I would get it and bang on the front porch with it. So one day he told me to take it home with me. I believe it was to get me off of his porch.
Yeah. Take this somewhere else. Play it.
So basically I learned a few chords, and I was on my way after that, because it was God's gift.
How old were you then?
That's probably about 13 or 14.
And then you played the trumpet?
Played trumpet all through high school.
How did you start playing a trumpet? Was that something you wanted to do, or did it just get thrown at you?
Well, I used to be walking the halls sometime, and the music teacher down there would always stop me. Mr. Satin, always stop me and go, "Let me see your teeth."
Your teeth?
Yeah, you know, then he goes, "You make a good trumpet player." And he kept telling me that every time he'd see me. So then one day he said, "Well, just come and try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it." I had to spend 3.5 years in the marching band.
With your teeth playing the trumpet, your perfect trumpet teeth.
Yes.
What is it, like a certain shape of your teeth that fits the trumpet, or?
I still don't know.
I don't know either. You have beautiful teeth. But
he's one in a million.
Well, you're known for making a guitar sing. You make it talk, is what I've heard a lot. That's and what I've seen. Yeah. And are you left-handed?
Yes,
you play a left-handed guitar, right?
Well, a strong right-hander. I'm upside down.
Well, let's not talk about more ways than
once.
Stuff.
Yeah. Whole life is upside down.
Yeah, that's when it's bad. But yeah, somebody said to me at one of your gigs at Whispers, Speakeasy, when you were playing, said, "Well, that guy's playing a left-handed guitar and it's upside down." He was amazed at that. I don't know about music, so I didn't know left or right-handed, but evidently that's pretty unique.
Yeah, I buy a left-handed guitar, then I have a strong for a right-handed.
Why don't you just use a right-handed guitar?
Because the cutaways on the guitar are different.
Oh.
The body styles, the way they're cut away.
I learned something. We all learned something. So let me ask.
Back when we started, it was hard to find a left-handed guitar. Because there weren't that many left-handed people. And so, you know, you had to buy a right-handed guitar.
The world is made for right-handed people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't learn that I was playing upside down until I joined my first band.
You didn't know it?
I
who
didn't
told
know
you?
Band members go, "Thank you."
So what are you doing?
Well, I was in there, went to practice, and I was playing, and they said, "No, you're playing it wrong." And I thought they were talking about the music. And I said, "No," I was arguing with them, like, you know, "This is what's on the tape." They said, "No, you got the guitar upside down." Like,
it works for you, right? Yeah. Whatever works for you.
I learned to play that way.
Well, you must have learned to play pretty good, because you were actually with Motown, weren't you?
I did a little work with Motown with Billy Osborne, Jeffrey Osborne's brother.
Oh, wow.
And before that, I worked with Joe Jackson, the Jackson, father of the Jackson 5, did a recording with them. And I worked with producer named Eddie Pugh, who was with Casablanca Records. And I've also, the actor Dorian Harewood, he recorded one album, and I'm playing on that album.
One album?
Yeah.
And you're on it. Hey, that's more than anybody else is on, anybody I know.
He went back to acting. He's a great singer and a great piano player. A lot of people don't know it.
Wow. You play the keyboard too, don't you?
I play a few instruments.
How many? Tell us what you play.
Well, I started out as a drummer, then I went to guitar. Then I went to trumpet, then went back to guitar, then I went to bass guitar, then went to keyboards, and now I'm trying to learn harmonica.
Yeah, oh guys, you should hear him playing this. It's so much fun. It's fun to wake up in the morning and hear a guy singing too. That's pretty nice.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You know, I if I could sing, I would, well, I can sing, but nobody wants to hear it. That's
sometimes
the difference.
I feel that way about me.
Yeah. I have a hard time believing that.
Like, I grew up with the blues. My mom listened to the blues. And my grandmother, she was very spiritual.
Your grandmother was very close to you, wasn't she?
Yeah, but I walk around, because I hear the music my mom used to play. And I'd be singing, you know, B.B. King, you know, Johnny Taylor. My grandmother go, "Don't you know any spiritual songs?"
You do sing gospel, don't you?
I write gospel too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You write and produce all of your music.
It's all God-given. It's a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is God-given for sure. And you're on YouTube. How do people find you on YouTube? PC The Final Verdict?
PC The Final Verdict or Paul Kaver.
Okay. You can just put in your regular name, huh?
And I've got 3 albums on there of my own. Control of Me, To the Top, and then I have a tribute album called Born Again American.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful. I wish we could play them now. One night we should do a show where we just play your music. Just give everybody a free performance.
I would love that.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What does the blues mean to you? What do you feel when you're playing?
You know, it's very hard strung, the blues are, because, you know, they control emotions. You know, you can be happy, you can be sad, or, you know, you can be frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, things aren't going right because, you know, there's a lot of blues where, you know, everything is going wrong.
Now I'm really in the blues.
Yeah. Like, you know, they used to say a blues was the sign of a good man feeling bad. And that used to be the story of the blues.
A good man feeling bad. Mm-hmm. How about, does it work with a bad man feeling good too?
Blues works with everything.
Yeah, it would, you know, work, wouldn't it?
And if you listen to blues, blues is the core of all the music around. You know, gospel, country, jazz. The root of all music is blues. If you listen to it.
Yeah, you know, find a lot of love through music. Healed hearts. Sometimes I've had my heart hurt and listened to certain songs. And
music calms the savage beast.
Yeah, it does. So some of the other groups that you've played with.
I started out when I had a group called Interstate 5.
Interstate 5.
We played at, there was a little club in Dayton called the Castaway Lounge.
Oh, I remember the Castaway.
And, we would play, and everybody in the group played different instruments. So we would actually switch instruments on stage, but the music would never stop while we're doing it.
Wait a minute, you traded instruments?
Yes.
I would love to see that. Can you do that again with your group now?
I wish you guys were still together. You know, a lot of the guys, they aren't with us today.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then I did a recording with a young man named Tommy Henderson, who was a Vietnam vet, and we did a song called Agent Orange, where Tommy came to us, and one day he was like, I don't have any money to pay you guys, but like, I got this song. And we're like, Tommy, we with you. Because, you know, the government had denied spreading all the troops.
Oh, yeah.
And so Tommy had got the build-up, you know, formula of Agent Orange, it was in the song. And so we recorded the song, and we were doing a lot of live performances, starting to make a little noise with it.
Yeah, I saw you have a newspaper clipping and stuff on your wall.
That's Friends.
That's Friends?
Yes, we did an album called Letter from a Soldier. We recorded it down in Miami at Betty Wright's studio. We donated all the proceeds to the homeless vets with that one.
Oh, wow. Everywhere I turn in your place, I see something else you've done. You're amazing. No wonder they call you a legend.
You know, we feel like people want to give one time a year or Christmas time.
Yeah.
There's homeless vets all year long.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to take a look at that.
We need to take a look at a lot of people, a lot of things.
A lot of things, yes.
Yeah, that we need to get into. Well, it must feel good being up there on stage. I've watched people, how they react to your music and stuff when I'm there. I'm there at every gig I can be. Of course, I'm the biggest supporter now.
The biggest fan.
Thank you. Your music's amazing. But I love watching the people's reaction. They're jamming to it. They're like holding on to each other through some of those songs. And you just did something close to my heart. There's a lady I take care of who's legally blind, and she has another caretaker named Mindy who asked you to come to the nursing home at Wilmington Place, right?
Yes.
And what was that fun?
That was a blast.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes,
and the little old lady that tried to pick you up and steal you from me?
But they're just incredible. You know, it was a blessing to do that.
Yeah, it was. Packed room, and they were just for a short time.
Touch someone else's heart.
Yeah, that's what music does. Mm-hmm. I can see it in you when you play. It comes from your heart, straight from your heart. And it touches.
God's gift.
That's right.
I had no lesson at all.
You self-taught. Completely self-taught. In writing music, producing it, even your now I had a little bit of college, of broadcasting college, about this much I learned, I think. And I wasn't into music, I was more into radio. But when I watch you with some of this, the instruments that you have, I mean, it's not just a keyboard, and it's the whole computer. I wish y'all could see behind me what all this equipment. It's amazing what goes into producing a song.
Yeah, it might be by me playing different instruments. It helps in my writing.
But, it does?
Yes, it does. So, I used to say, not only can I hear the part, but most time I can play the part. Yeah. You know, I don't have to tell someone else to come and play it. I can play it.
Yeah, that's right. You get one-man show. You actually did the music for this show. The intro, my intro, let's talk about it. Yes. Dora, it's time. It's time to talk with Dora. That is the coolest thing. And my outro.
I'm glad you liked it.
You brought bringing the show in and taking it out. And now here you are letting me kidnap you and force you to do this interview with me. I appreciate you for that.
I appreciate you.
So I guess we did meet up for that interview for my show, huh? Even though you did end up interviewing for a different part.
Everything happens for a reason.
It does. Yeah.
I believe everything is God's time.
Yeah. And people are loving us together on Facebook.
I'm loving us together.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. They're not just the people.
Yeah, music brought us together for sure. So now, where will you be playing some places coming up? Because you play like VFWs, you play all kinds of events, don't you? All kinds of venues. Wherever they let you.
It's our excuse to get out the house.
There you go. Well, you're going to do Juneteenth thing, right? Aren't you doing something for Juneteenth?
That was canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Juneteenth or just the gig?
No, I was supposed to do a gig with a group called Slade.
Oh, that's right. We were watching them earlier.
Yeah, and that was canceled. But we will be at the Levitt's August the 22nd. That's downtown Dayton. The group Slave, the original group Slave.
So there's two of those guys left?
Two original members left, and they're putting the unit back together.
So you played with them before?
It was briefly.
Briefly. Well, it must have been pretty good because they pulled you back in now, right?
Yeah. Everything starts over again.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
Thank goodness.
Victoria can edit this part out. Sorry, Victoria.
We were basically a rock group, and they went to their friends. They borrowed a bunch of money to get Lionel Richie to come produce 3 songs on the group. And so he accepted the money, and they were waiting on him to get here. But Lionel didn't come. He sent one of his proteges, one of the groups from guys from the Commodores, to produce the songs, and they weren't happy at all.
Was the guy not good? No, I'm kidding. I know he was good if he was with the Commodores.
They were anticipating Lionel to do it.
Yeah. Nobody liked Lionel. You can't send anybody to second base for him, kid.
Yeah. Well, they figured that once Lionel did it, it would put a spark in the band, and the band would just really blow up. And he sent one of the guys from the horn section, and it just didn't work out. They didn't blow up.
What was one of your first gigs?
Well,
because I know you didn't start out playing, you know, being packing the house, right?
Oh, No, we did okay because, like, you know, like say the Castaway Lounge, you know, there was always a crowd there, you know, and
yeah, they were a busy place.
Then I started doing, you know, festivals with my group because they ended up eventually becoming PC and the Final Verdict. That was my group. And we started doing festivals, and we used this, there was a five-star restaurant in Cincinnati where we would house band 4 nights a week down there, at Jeff Ruby's. Mm. And we did that for almost 23 years, up until COVID.
Oh, wow. Yeah. COVID changed a lot of things.
It did. It hurt everybody.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
But with the grace of God, we were able to carry on.
You play with a great group right now, too. Oh, my gosh.
Authorized Personnel.
Yes, Authorized Personnel. Those guys jam, don't they?
And I love the music they do. They do a variety. We do everything.
Yeah. Like you. You do, too. You don't just sing the blues. You play everything.
Hey, that's how you work.
What's one of your favorite songs?
With the band, with that group?
Yeah, with that group.
Probably be something like Separate Ways from Journey.
Yeah, old Journey.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song personally?
Probably a Stevie Wonder song. That's Donny Hathaway's For All We Know. Stevie's. You and I, that's Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful song. It's a love song. But I love Stevie. He's one of my favorite artists.
Mine too.
I said between him and Donny Hathaway and George Benson. Yeah. I do a lot of George Benson.
What are some of George Benson's songs that we would know?
Well, he does a great version of Broadway. And Give Me the Night. And one of the ones I have pretty much a trademark for me was This Masquerade.
This Masquerade?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard that song.
It was originally written by Leon Russell.
Oh, wow.
And we did a version of it.
You want to sing it now? No, I'm kidding. I won't put you on the spot like that. Mm-hmm. That's terrible, isn't it? So tell me a little bit about you personally. Like, I know you have a beautiful daughter and some grandsons.
Yes. They're my heart.
I know that. One of the first things I found out about you when I asked if you had kids.
Yes.
Oh, guys, his face lit up. And he said, I have one beautiful, spoiled, rotten daughter. And she is beautiful.
I think she's a parent.
She's your parent now.
Yeah,
she gave you a lecture the other day about something. She's
all kind of lectures.
That's because you're funny with her. She wants you to be serious. I like you funny.
I think the whole world needs to laugh. We can't be mad if we're laughing.
That's right. We laugh all the time.
Yes. Laughter is good for the heart.
Yeah, it is. It is. Music, laughter, conversations like this one.
Yes.
It's great to get to know you a little bit. And for all of you out there, this man will be joining me sometimes in the podcast. I'm going to pull him in and make him co-host with me. I've got some guests coming up that are in the music genre. We've got, let me see, I have a Christian rapper. I have a rockabilly, rock and roll. And I got my own blues guy, PC Caver, Paul PC Caver. Okay, so if we want to look you up, how do we do it again? We go on YouTube.
On YouTube, PC The Final Verdict or Paul Caver.
And boy, they're going to find some beautiful songs in there. Oh my God, guys. I go to sleep to it every night. It's not just because I love this guy now, it's because it's beautiful, beautiful music.
Plus, you'll find some of our former shows that we've done. We've got a lot of people posting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have.
Where you're listening. Down Elizabeth Town, Kentucky, Louisville. And just a little bit everywhere. We used to play the casinos quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. You talked about some of those casinos. That was a trip, wasn't it, playing there? Did you gamble? Were you a gambler?
No. I wouldn't know how to start.
Me either.
It's overwhelming just looking.
Yeah. All those slot machines.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And thank you for letting us know a little bit about your world.
Well, thank you.
Our world. And I thank you again. And we'll be back soon.
I look forward to it.
Tell everybody bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you all. We love you. And God bless.